Okay, if you don't know what this segment is, it's the Lolly Lowdown. We take random things. It might be chips, lollies, confectionery, chocolate, overseas delicacies, and we take them, we let you know if they're good or bad through our sampling. And I believe, Jake, this was you that got these bad boys. Written in Japanese, gotten from Japan. The translation on the back, wet, long, spicy wheat gluten.
Wet, long?
Yeah, so some real buzzwords.
Very descriptive.
Man.
So what does this look like to you? I don't know, kind of wet, kind of long. let's call it that.
It doesn't even look, on the front of it, it looks like sort of shaved sweet potato fries sort of thing, but almost
I'm really not looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I only because we read the ingredients and we've got wheat flour, drinking water is the second one. So presumably the second most abundant ingredient in the thing.
Is drinking water.
We've got vegetable oil,
safe
salt,
to be consumed.
White sugar, so it is a confectionery, spices, food additives, sodium citrate. I don't know what that is. But that's okay. yeah, look, this is... there's a website for it. Do you guys want to... the texture's a bit weird. Do you guys want to describe a bit? I'm going to try and find weelongshipin.com. I'm going to try and find if there's any information on their website. Here we go. So you got to talk.
So the packaging is pretty... It's Japanese, I think. So there's no English on it whatsoever. But there is this really cute little emoji guy who's like...
He's just a rectangle.
Really, he's a rectangle.
Actually just a rectangle.
With happy eyes and arms.
That's true. He definitely looks like he's celebrating something.
Yeah. So
probably going to be delicious, says the rectangle.
I don't know what I was expecting, but the website is all in Japanese. Which I don't know why. Yeah. Because they had an English one and a Japanese
URL.
One. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. This page has been translated. Oh, great. All right. Nutrition and health. They got... it looks like this is the thing we're going to try, possibly. And it has chilies next to it, which is very good.
Yeah, the package has...
We love that on Monday Drive.
Oh, no, we don't. So, anything else noteworthy about it, you think?
Not really. I think we should just pull the Band-Aid off and into them.
How are you guys' headphones, by the way? I'm finding it's really annoying. I've got like one ear that's distorted and one ear that's just got nothing in it.
Yeah, so, I think I've only got one ear.
Yeah, it's really disconcerting.
Crystal clear. This sounds great.
I feel like I'm in like a... you know how we have our ears on both sides to, you know where sound's coming from. I feel like I'm like an injured...
Lopsided.
I'm an injured wolf, and I'm like, don't know where my prey's coming from, which is bad.
Hey, at least you're a wolf. Like, you're probably not going to die. Like, you just, like, won't get fed that night. You're not like a rabbit.
Just stick with the pack.
Really hard to open. Here we go.
Smell them.
Oh, okay.
What do they smell like?
Oh, they smell like chips. They smell like, the chicken and honey sort of
honey
Red Rock Deli.
Chicken?
This literally smells like that. Shout out. they've got this sort of...
They're bigger than I thought they would be.
Yeah, same. They're bigger than I expected.
Way okay. bigger than I
wet
thought
Wet and long.
Be.
Is it wet?
They're not wet. Oh, they're not dry. but they're not... I haven't got residue.
They're just
dripping.
Damp. Just damp chips.
Yeah, damp sort of like almost a...
do you know what? They smell kind of nice. I'm a little bit looking forward to this
now. I don't know what the word is, but how is drinking water the second most abundant ingredient in these?
Well, that's why they're wet. They're just
they smell like...
Water. Oh, wait. Yeah, they are wet. Bend them. Bend it. It doesn't snap. It just excretes juice when you bend it.
Like oils.
Yeah.
They smell like fried chicken.
It smells like Mammy Noodles.
Oh, whoa. These are crazy. I'm trying to think what it looks like. I mean, it's sort of like, what's this shape?
Do you know
shape?
What it looks like? It's like the soy crisps, but really long.
It's just like, it's on...
They're actually wet.
Yeah. I've got the residue on my hands. I've been playing with it too much. I've been milking this chip.
All right, should we dig in? Let's dig in.
Oh, what the...
Oh, no.
It's not crunchy. But it tastes like the Red Rock Deli. I don't know if it's any spices.
They're like spongy. They taste like a sponge.
Like a kitchen sponge.
Yeah. it's sort of like...
No, I don't... Ugh.
I don't know what the shape is, but it's sort of like, it's a chip, but like a crinkled fry almost. A mini crinkled fry.
It's been sitting in drinking water for far too long.
my hands are really slimy now.
Yeah, oily?
So these have got real juice in them.
Yeah, these are very juicy.
Not that spicy.
No, not spicy.
And a pretty good taste.
I'm unsure about the taste. I feel like I like it, but there's also a part of my brain that's telling me, like, don't like it. This is weird.
Is that just because the texture is such a curveball?
Yeah, the texture is literally like a kitchen sponge.
I got a little hint of some sugar there.
Oh, that's the white sugar right
there. Yeah, yeah. Something sweet in the end.
So how are we going to rate this taste?
Well, the thing is, okay, let's go on the taste first. It feels stale. That's what it feels like in my mouth. It feels really, 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 really stale. Like a chip that's been out in the open for 6 months.
And rain and shine.
It's been absorbing water at the same time. Taste alone, though, this is a pretty nice, savoury snack, I would think.
I mean,
it's a bit intense, but, you know. I've had a lot worse. I expect a lot worse.
I'd agree. The aftertaste, like, I really enjoy it. The smell, both ends of it are great. It's just the putting it in my mouth and chewing into it that is pretty disconcerting.
A little bit spicy at the end here, but look, and you get a pretty good ratio in this packet. It's full of a lot of these little
things. Yeah, it looks like there's heaps in there. Like, if I was not, like, I'm not so keen on the texture, but besides that, if they were textured differently, I'd probably smash the whole bag, but
you
the
can't
texture
really eat them quickly, can you?
No.
Imagine trying to put like 5 in your mouth at once.
It'd be like a whole kitchen sponge.
Do it.
Okay, hold on.
Supporter drive.
Let me grab like a hair.
Is that bad?
There's a little juice coming out.
Oh.
It's big flavour.
It's all oozing.
Drinking but water.
It is like having a sponge in my mouth. I can't chew fast. Like, man, okay. Appearance. I mean, the juices are concerning. I've never had a chip do that.
It's grease. It's like not really coming off.
Yeah, I don't know what like
the texture's almost rubbery.
Mm. Oh, tearing it apart.
Yeah,
the rubbery consistency.
You're inspecting the inside. Tasha's ripping it apart.
Oh yeah, you know, did you guys ever? I really enjoyed this, but when you go on a road trip, right, when you're a kid and you go to Macca's, and you know, inevitably you're going to drop a few chips, and they're going to fall between the car seats.
I don't know if I like where this is going. Yeah.
So a few weeks later, you jump in the car, right? You go into footy practice or something.
Jake,
and then you find that chip. Did you guys ever eat those chips? The old car chips?
I don't have vivid memories like you do of doing that.
No,
if I did.
Definitely not eating old stale car chips.
So that's the thing. They were like this. They're damp. They're like, you know, kind of squishy.
They
lost the crisp.
That's gross.
But that's what I'm getting thrown back to. And I think I like it.
Oh, God.
I think I'm into it.
The texture and all that is like, I just had 5 in my mouth and that's the least desirable part for me. It almost ruins the entire experience. Almost.
So you could so there's probably a different rating, for like 1 at a time versus 5 at a time?
Yeah, worst 5 at a time, man. Trust me, this is a finger food. But even then, imagine like you bring this out of the party. Someone's like, oh, great, these crunchy little, you know, those, what are those lollies? Not lollies. You see them when we're having nibblies, where it's like, they're like, there's green little ones and there's like
the peas?
Orange little ones and they're all a mix.
Oh, yes.
You know?
The soy crisp things.
Soy crisp things. You got those super crunchy, you got that, whatever. And then suddenly you dig into this and it's just this stale, like someone's digged it from the back of the yard, you know.
It's an old car chip.
Yeah. No, guys, this is my childhood delicacy. Come on. I love these as a kid. What do you mean?
Oh, the nostalgia.
Yeah. Can't you guys taste it? Man, it tastes better this way. Look, I think taste and the texture, totally far apart. So I think taste, I'd go like, I want to say 7.
That's pretty high, yeah.
I mean, just for a savouriness. Mm. I mean, because I like chips and this is good. Yeah, what do you think, taste, numbers?
I'm going to go like a 4. There was a weird taste in there that just did not rub me the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't? Yeah, I'll
didn't rub you the right way. We rub this chip the right way, that's for sure.
It's oozing.
A lot of juice everywhere right now, far out. Anyway, Jake.
I'll throw it up there with like a 6.5.
Yeah,
the smell, you know, it smells like KFC, which is delicious, right? So, we'll give it that. But, yeah, I think, as you jump into the texture category,
God, there's
it really
a lot
starts
of
to affect that flavor.
My fingers. Like, I've got a mint little one, and it's almost like how they show you how unhealthy food is when they show you all the grease that pours out of it.
When you, like, get a paper towel and you damp your pizza.
So now we thought we noticed they're excreting a lot of oil as we eat them, and even as I touch one and a couple to get them onto the paper towel that we went and got during the song, I'm already, I've got drips on my fingers. These are wet noodles, these fingers. So I've taken
noodles.
I've taken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're just going to
wrap them up
apart.
Squeeze them.
Here we go. So I might just like I'll just put the folder paper over the chips once, and I'm going to press down on the chips.
I'm getting greedy.
And already you can see
so much oil.
One of them has gone completely translucent. You can see exactly
where
the chip
is.
And if I do that again, and I'm going to really squeeze them now. And that's just soaking right through. There's orange stuff on the desk.
You're getting it on the desk.
So these are filled with some... It says drinking water.
How come it doesn't say that there is like oil in this? So when there clearly is oil.
Is this the drinking water? That's the second most abundant ingredient according to the ingredients on the back of the packet.
Maybe it is the drinking water.
And then combined with like the orange colouring is making...
And the food additive.
They're probably just deep fried, right? And they probably don't have to declare that.
I wish we could read Japanese, but even then they might not even say it. I just want to see what if the website shows anything about it. Brand
just
classic,
like the process. I don't think they would show this process on the website. They would not sell the product.
Oh, hold on. Oh wait, that looks a little bit different. But Weilong Konjac Cool Pickled Pepper Kiss Skin is the name of one of the products. Here we go. Weilong Classic Small Gluten. Unchanged, 80.90 childhood memories. This is the translated version of the website, so it might be a little bit different. 106 grams of large gluten is... I think one of those is the products we're using, but it doesn't really tell you about it. But
there's definitely some information that's lost in translation.
I just don't think potato chips are meant to be this greasy. It's almost like these are stale because they're full of juice and they're just dried up, if that can even make sense. Well, with that being said, let's go for... Oh, you just dropped a hand.
Oh, no, it's everywhere.
Let's give it a sort of an overall marketability. I think... I don't see anything noteworthy about it, and I don't know what the angle would be besides Jake's nostalgia thing. For people that used to drop their chips and enjoy eating them 3 weeks later, then maybe you've got something.
There's a potential market.
Hey, we're out there, okay? You haven't put us down.
So, I mean... With that, I don't know if it's a strong enough market for me. I'm going to give it like a 3 for marketability and probably a 3 for appearance as well.
Do you know what? If these are like super like crazy popular over in Japan.
Well, exactly.
And we're just like, what are these?
Man, should I... I should message one of my Japanese friends and see if...
But yeah, marketability...
If she knows.
I think I'm going to go like a 3.
An appearance similar?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Appearance is like -3. The texture of that was so bad.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know, I'll jump in there. Let's go 3 all around. 3 across the board.
Whoa.
Just like, it's a bad week on the Lolly Lowdown.
Yeah.
It's a niche market, you know? It's the car chip market.